Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling Low-Fee Rent-A-Car. All our agents are currently helping other customers. Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. While you're waiting, why not consider our special weekend offer? Class A Economy rental cars are available for €150. Pick up noon Friday and return by noon Monday. That's 3 full days with unlimited miles for €150 if you book at least 24 hours ahead of time. Please continue to hold for the next available agent.
Number 71. What is the limit on the announced offer? Number 72. When must the rental car be returned? Number 73. What will probably happen next? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
Shoppers in rural Wisconsin left in a hurry when a 400-pound black bear wandered into a supermarket and made itself at home in the soda cooler. Store manager William Smith said the bear entered the front door, went straight to the soda section, and climbed inside. The bear chilled happily while shoppers left in a hurry and wildlife management teams arrived. Officers put the bear to sleep and returned it to the wild. Smith said it was a distressing experience, and he'd like to have been put to sleep himself. At last report, the manager, bear, and shoppers have all returned to normal.
Number 74. What happened at the supermarket? Number 75. Who is William Smith? Number 76. What does William Smith say about the incident? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Attention passengers, please keep your luggage and other belongings near you at all times. Do not leave it unattended in the terminal at any time. Unattended luggage will be taken by security staff and may be destroyed. If you should notice any unattended packages or luggage, please report it immediately to airline or security staff. Shop and restaurant staff are also able to report any security or safety concerns. This is to ensure the safety of everyone in the terminal. We wish everyone a pleasant and comfortable wait before boarding and a safe flight to your destination.
Number 77. What does the announcement mostly concern? Number 78. What are passengers asked to do? Number 79. What is said about shops and restaurants? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following recorded message.
Hi, John. Last week we arranged for someone from accounting to come in, right? So this guy Justin shows up today and tells us he's going to go through our records. No problem. But then he takes my payment files and he moves them. He doesn't copy them. He moves them to his computer. You believe that? He took them off my computer completely. And when I said I needed the files, he told me to wait till he's done. So now I have payments that need to go out today, but I can't access my file.
Number 80. What is the woman's complaint about Justin? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"You believe that?"
Number 82. What is the woman's concern? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following traffic report.
And now for the WKNK traffic update. Traffic is flowing smoothly in both directions on Highway 110. If you're heading south on Highway 495, expect 15 to 20 minute delays as emergency crews clear a broken down bus near the Howe Street exit. If you're in a hurry, you might want to get off at Grant Street and get back on at Murray Hill Road. Workers hope to have the bus cleared and traffic back to normal before the 4 o'clock rush hour. We'll be back with another traffic update in 30 minutes.
Number 83. What is said about Highway 110? Number 84. What are drivers on Highway 495 advised to do? Number 85. When are workers expected to be finished with their work? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to this morning's tour of the Greenwich Observatory, the base point for measuring time worldwide. When it's noon here, it's midnight on the international dateline on the other side of the planet. Why was Greenwich chosen? In the 19th century, much of the world's shipping went through Britain. So choosing Greenwich meant that noon would occur in the center of world commerce. It also meant that the dateline would fall in the middle of an ocean, a wise choice. Imagine the confusion if the dateline cut through a city. If your home and office were in different days.
Number 86. Who is the speaker? Number 87. Why does the speaker mention shipping? Number 88. What does the speaker imply about the international dateline? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following lecture.
We shouldn't forget that there are many positive things about video games. In our study, we found that educational video games improved children's reading and spelling abilities significantly. We also found that playing these games in the classroom led to improved teamwork and cooperation among students. Students needed to work together to get high scores in the game, so it also improved their communication and social skills. So, keep this in mind. Next time you're tempted to complain, remember that they do have some benefits. Make sure you choose games that have educational value.
Number 89. What does the speaker say about video games? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"So, keep this in mind."
Number 91. What does the speaker ask the audience to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce you to our new colleagues. Tamara Windsor and Bob Brown. Tamara's our new assistant marketing director. She's been in advertising for about 8 years and is a past winner of the Kleon Prize for Advertising. Bob here is our new human resources assistant. He recently graduated from Berklee School of Resource Management and comes highly recommended. So please make them feel at home. Now, whose turn is it to chair the meeting? Angela, over to you.
Number 92. What is learned about Tamara Windsor? Number 93. In which department will Bob Brown work? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"Over to you"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following schedule and voicemail.
Hi, Charlie. Listen, I missed the 6 a.m. express, so I'm going to be arriving in D.C. an hour later than expected. There's a local train leaving at 6:30, but I'm going to wait an extra half hour and take the next express. It arrives about the same time as the local. I'm sorry for the delay, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. We'll have plenty of time before our lunch meeting with Greg. Anyway, I'll grab a cab as soon as I get into D.C., and if there are any further delays, I'll call you.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. At what time will the woman arrive? Number 96. What does the woman say about her travel problems? Number 97. What does the woman say she will do when she arrives? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and chart.
How much water do we use at home? Estimates vary, but it's believed that on average each person uses 80 to 100 gallons of water each day. Most people are surprised to find out that the largest use of household water is simply using the toilet. After that, showers, baths, and regular sink use takes up the next largest percentage. But the secret problem isn't the water we use, it's the water we waste due to old pipes and things like that. Almost one-fifth of the water we use could be saved by making simple and often inexpensive repairs.
Number 98. What does the speaker imply? Number 99. What does the speaker say about people who use water at home? Number 100. Look at the chart. What percentage of water use does the speaker suggest could be saved? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording. Go on to the next page.